stare, waiting for something that's already there. Tomorrow I'll find it. The trumpeter screams and remembers he's hungry and drowns in his dreams.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby. You just heard The Soft Machine with Why Are We Sleeping? Why are we sleeping? Well, it's to get up in the morning and be rested for whatever next day brings. Depending on whether you work nights or mornings, it's all relative. Just breakfast doesn't have to be morning. Breakfast is whenever you want it. And why are we sleeping? Well, your brain needs to rest and think about cool nonsense for a little bit. Dreams are funny. Okay, speaking of dreams, we've been dreaming up some interesting stuff here on my little bit of pastel work this afternoon here. For those just tuning in, this is like an art creation show sometimes. And so, a new year, new medium. We've been trying pastels this evening. And
It's pretty cool. I do really like how you can blend it a lot easier than you can with acrylic, at least with your fingers. It's a lot more finger-based. That's good. I dig that. But I think I'm just short of cool ideas today. But we are, you know, working on some techniques. We're going to be enjoying that. So I'll be sharing a picture of what we did today on my Instagram. That's moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A. If you want to hit me up there. And if you've been painting along at all or enjoying the show, please send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. But in the meantime, we'll be right back after a couple short messages.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lazarus, and this is Climate Connections. Crunchy, ripe apples are a fall treat, but in many areas, growing apples is becoming more difficult as the climate changes. In the Midwest, for example, orchards are experiencing increasingly hot and wet weather.
What it's done is made fungal diseases more and more of a problem later and later in the season.
Rami Abaromia owns Adams to Apples, an organic orchard in Wisconsin. To improve his yields, he grows disease-resistant strains like Honeycrisp, and he has planted his trees closer together so that they can grow on trellises, almost like grapevines.
So there's a lot more light and air that's going into the tree, so that means less disease.
Abaromia also prunes his trees to promote good air circulation, and when needed, he applies an organic fungicide. But even if the fruit looks great, rain can cause other problems for apple growers. For example, wet weather can deter customers from visiting U-Pick orchards that also offer hayrides and other fall fun. So Abaromia says if the trend towards wetter weather continues, the industry will need to adapt.
I think there's going to need to be a lot of sharing between growers to say, okay, this is what works, so you got to do this to be able to succeed.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
The Hard Fried Chicken Show. Come join Darren for a whole bunch of fun playing the best of blues, soul, funk, and reggae. Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon. Deal on CJSF. Diverse, independent, and yours. Yummy.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. So yeah, I think generally for now, I'm pretty done with this piece for today. So what have we learned about pastels today? Well, they work good on a dry surface. They're easy to blend. There is no wait time to wait for it to dry, which is nice. So there's less downtime. Downsides. Let's see. I don't know any downsides I can think of to pastels right now, as I've only just used them this once. But I look forward to exploring with this new medium as we carry on for the next few weeks. If you have any other suggestions for other mediums I could maybe check out, again, feel free to drop me a line on my Instagram. That's moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A. Drop me a line. Tell me what you'd like to see me do here, or hear me do, rather, because, you know, it's radio. And yeah. So we'll just round out the rest of the hour with some music I think that you may enjoy, and that'll carry on through to Parsa over at 6 o'clock with At This Time of Day. We'll see what he's got cooked up for you on his fantastic show. After that, honestly, I haven't looked at the schedule in a while, but I'm sure whoever's on at 7 o'clock is going to do a great job. So don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. We coming at you now with some more tunes.
Thank you.
Righto, welcome back. That was Simoia with Vineland off their album Falmenta, which came out 2 years ago. Saw them a little while, 2 years ago at Redgate, and yeah, that was a sick show. I hope they come back when things are open again. And yeah, that's going to be our penultimate song of the day. Yeah, so I hope you have enjoyed this program. If you did, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E. M-A-S-T-A, and tell me what's good, what could use some work, and etc. Really looking forward to some feedback if you have any. Anyways, I'm gonna leave you with some music from a fantastic year of, geez, when did this come out? 2017, a great year for music because it included this album, City Sex Volume 1 by Mr. Merlot. And well, it's been 4 years and now we're gonna keep on going. This is Shape Shifting by Mr. Merlot, and this has been me, Jabe Gradowski, here on CJSF 9.1 FM, calling it a day. Again, stay tuned for Parsa at 6 o'clock for At This Time of Day. He does a real good show. Anyways, see you next week. Take care. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Stay safe. Love you.
All right, we're going to set this off. Fasten your seatbelts. This shit is definitely real. Now, how many of y'all like sex?